finally, maybe 8 or 10 years after I had been in Vietnam, I came to realize that communism wasn't even the issue, that the issues were things like nationalism, corruption, what was happening on individual farms, that when you defoliate a farmer's tomatoes or his corn, the farmer is going to be angry and he'll join the other side. When you put, for example, in a Buddhist country, you put the total leadership of the country into the hands of another religion, in this case it was the Catholics, and religion becomes a major political issue, you're going to lose. You know, it was all of those things put together. It was bombing villages, defoliating villages. I remember very well talking with an American colonel about his theory of the war, you know, and he said that he used Mao Zedong's theory of warfare. You know, he said Mao said that, you know, that the people are the sea and the guerrilla soldiers are the fish. And he said, we're going to drain the sea and the fish will flop around and die. We're going to bring all of the farm people into the cities, into the refugee camps. The Viet Cong will have no source of food, no source of intelligence information, and no source of recruits. Well, what happened, of course, is that the people were brought into the cities, brought into the refugee camps, and we were making far more Viet Cong than we were killing. We were bringing the National Liberation Front, or the Viet Cong, right into the cities.